Roughly 60% of corn grown in the U.S. is genetically modified to resist Monsanto's herbicide Roundup. Last year, Gilles-Éric Cerullini, a French scientist, found that rats fed a steady diet of Roundup-ready corn had more tumors and died earlier than rats in a control group. Monsanto objected, saying the study did not meet minimum accepted standards for this type of scientific research. Now the journal Food and Chemical Toxicology that published the Cerullini study has decided to retract it. For some clarification, we turn now to Michael Hansen, senior scientist at Consumers Union. Welcome to Living on Earth, Michael.
Glad to be with you.
So first off, why was this study so controversial? What were the criticisms of the researcher?
The main criticism was that the number of rats that they tested per group, 10 rats, was too small for a cancer study, that you should at least be using 50 rats. And they said the strain of rat that was used, Sprague-Dawley rats, are prone to tumors. So those were the two main criticisms, and neither of them are really valid.
Why do you say neither of those criticisms are valid?
Well, basically what Dr. Cerullini did was he did the same feeding study that Monsanto did and published in the same journal 8 years prior. And in that study, they used the same number of rats and the same strain of rats and came to a conclusion that there was no problem. So all of a sudden, 8 years later, when somebody does that same experiment, only runs it for 2 years rather than just 90 days, and their data suggests there's problems, that all of a sudden the number of rats is too small. Well, if it's too small to show that there's a problem, wouldn't it be too small to show there's no problem? They've already said that there should be a larger study, and it turns out the European Commission is spending 3 million euros to actually do that Cerullini study again, run it for 2 years, use 50 or more rats, and look at the carcinogenicity. So they're actually going to do the full-blown cancer study, which suggests that Cerullini's work was important because you wouldn't follow up with it with a, 3 million euro study if it was a completely worthless study.
So now the journal Food and Chemical Toxicology has put out a statement saying, let me quote, "No definitive conclusions can be reached with this small sample size." That's at least part of the reason for removing the study. How do you respond to that?
Well, if that's their criteria, then many articles that are in the scientific literature find somewhat equivocal results. You wouldn't say that the paper should be retracted because some data was inconclusive.
So, Mike, what would be the appropriate circumstances for retracting a scientific study from a journal like this?
The appropriate reasons for retracting a journal article, those have been agreed upon by, there's this Committee on Publication Ethics. And it should be pointed out that Food and Chemical Toxicology is a member of that organization. When you look at their guidelines, they say there's only three reasons to retract a paper. One, clear evidence that the findings are unreliable due to misconduct, that is data fabrication or honest error. Two, plagiarism or redundant publication. Three, unethical research. In the letter that the editor of Food and Chemical Toxicology, Dr. Wallace Hayes, sent to Dr. Cerullini, they admitted that they found no problem with plagiarism, unethical research, or data fabrication. There was no problem there. They just said that they were going to withdraw it because there was some data that was, quote, inconclusive, particularly the number of animals used and the strain of rat used.
So you've been in the science business for a good while. Why do you think they retracted this article?
Well, there has been a campaign to try to get them to retract this article ever since it came out. Folks in the industry and very pro-biotech scientists, they've attacked this paper. There's been a campaign of vilification. This almost appears as though this is some kind of retaliation against papers that try to find problems with genetically engineered foods. It should be pointed out that since this controversy started last year with the publication of this paper, the journal Food Chemical Toxicology has brought on an assistant editor to deal with the biotechnology, and it's a scientist, Dr. Goodman, who used to work in regulatory sciences for Monsanto, and they've actually retracted another paper by Brazilian researchers that looked at the potential adverse health impact of engineered bacteria. And so this is now the second paper that has to do with genetic engineering that this journal is retracting. And it raises issues of why they would do this. And it appears what they're trying to do is it's almost like an act of scientific censorship, because when a paper is retracted, it disappears. It's as though it's never been published. And it, you know, makes me wonder, what is this? Are we in the Soviet era and people are trying to rewrite history?
Now, as I understand it, the Seralini work is one of among only a very few studies that have been conducted by independent scientists as opposed to industry scientists when it comes to the question of Roundup. How correct is that?
Well, that is actually fairly correct. There was an article published in 2011 in the Journal of Food Policy that was actually very interesting because it looked at this issue of conflict of interest, both financial conflict and then what was called professional conflict of interest. And for articles in which there was a professional conflict of interest, there were 41 studies. And that means one or more of the authors on each of those studies worked in industry. Of those 41 studies, every single one of them found no problem. For studies where there was not a professional conflict, that is where none of the authors came from industry, there were 51 studies. 12 of them found problems. That was a highly statistically significant difference. The probability of that happening by chance was less than 1 in 1,000, was less than 0.001. So what that suggests is that if a study on GMOs involves an industry scientist, if they're an author on it, it will invariably find no problem at all with the GMO.
So at the end of the day, Mike, what is the scientific consensus about the safety of people who eat food treated with Roundup?
There is no scientific consensus on the health impacts of eating foods treated with Roundup. However, there is data that does link Roundup levels to non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and there's evidence that there might be birth defects. Those are the two issues that have been related to Roundup and that need to be looked at further.
Mike Hansen is a senior scientist at Consumers Union. Thanks so much, Mike, for taking the time.
Thank you.